Soulja Boy tell.
Hello and welcome to the Tiger's Den. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tiger's Den, the official LSU podcast of the Dome Patrol United Network. I'm your host, Scott. I'm flying solo today. Wesley is on vacation in beautiful sunny Hawaii. So, aloha, Wes. Hope you're having a good one. Like I said, I'm flying solo. So, we're going to be talking some LSU basketball, some LSU women's basketball, baseball season's about to start up, and of course, everyone's favorite LSU gymnastics. But to start off, we are going to be talking some LSU basketball. All right, last show we left off, LSU was getting ready to go play Vanderbilt. That did not turn out too well. I think we had talked about that, you know, Vanderbilt really wasn't a great basketball team, and I still think they're not, but we did lose to them 75-66. It was a very disappointing loss, probably one of the most disappointing losses of the season, in that our opponent, you know, wasn't that great, and it just didn't look like we were showing a lot of effort. I know LSU has some injuries going into this game, specifically Xavier Pinson was out. He said when he did come back a few games ago, he wasn't 100% and could feel it and just wasn't, he thinks he came back before he was ready. So he didn't play in this game. Really just a bad shooting night for LSU. Leading scorers were, Torrey Eason had 16, Gaines had 14, Darius Days had 10. It was just not a good shooting experience for the Tigers. And defensively, I mean, giving up 75 points to Vanderbilt isn't that great either. We were 44% in field goals. Actually, Vanderbilt was 45%. The big thing is three-pointers. Vanderbilt was 13 for 31, 41%. LSU was 3 for 14 for 21%. And when you have a team chunking up as many three-pointers as Vanderbilt is, I mean, it chunked up 31 freaking three-pointers and made 13. We only shot 14 and made 3. We just weren't on it. And a lot of our shots felt forced. We weren't running really much of any kind of offense. And like I said, it was very disappointing loss because it just didn't look like the effort was there like it had been in the past. LSU did come and bounce back to defeat in the next game. Texas A&M defeated Texas A&M 76-68. A very night and day game from the Vanderbilt game. In the both offensive and defensive, and in the effort, to be honest. Xavier Pinson did play in this game. And you could just see what a difference he made, even if it, you know, didn't necessarily result in a lot of points, even though he did have 11 and was the third leading scorer. You could just see the energy that he brought to the team. Leading scorer was Torrey Eason, 25 points, leading scorer again. He was just playing phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I think him and Murray combined for more points than the rest of the team put together. So they win that game 76-68. Obviously, we shot a lot better. We were 49% from the field. Texas A&M was 32% from the field. Three-pointers were 50%, 8 of 16. They were 8 of 30, so they were only 26%. We hit a lot of free throws. We were 69% on free throws. So it was definitely a lot better game. We did have a very large lead. I think it was like a 20-point lead, 1.5. We were up 36-16 at halftime and ended up kind of blowing it. Not kind of blowing it. We ended up blowing a lot of that lead, and it was a very close game up until the end. It was tied at one point. The second half, they outscored us 52-40. So the defense came to play in the first half, and then I guess just decided to take a break for the second half. Can't really do that against really good teams. I do think that when we have our guys back and healthy and 100%, I think it shows that we can play ball. We had a pretty good skid there. We lost 3 games in a row, won a game, lost 3 games in a row, won a game. So hopefully we can not repeat that and win. We play Mississippi State on Saturday, which is I'm recording on Saturday, so we play them tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. Then we play Georgia on the 16th on Wednesday at 6 p.m. That is all on the SEC Network. Both of these next two games are at home, so hopefully the home crowd will help and bring home a victory. We only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 regular season games left in the season for LSU men's basketball, and then we'll be kicking in the SEC tournament and heading hopefully to NCAA tournament. I think with our strength of schedule and our overall record, which is 17-7, I know our SEC record isn't great, but a lot of our games that we did win, like the big games like Kentucky, Florida, those teams also keep winning, which helps us. It helps our strength of schedule look better. We're 5-6 in the SEC. We beat Florida, they're 6-5, so that helps us. We beat Kentucky, they're 9-2, so that helps our over RPI and strength of schedule, which will hopefully help boost us into the tournament as long as we keep on, putting up some W's on the board. LSU women's basketball, they are coming off of a 3-game winning streak. I don't remember what we talked about last time, but they did beat Kentucky 78-69, went on at Ole Miss to win 68-64 in a very good game, very close game. It was very action-packed and excited, and then we beat Georgia 73-67. In that Georgia game, Morris led with 26 points. She has just been phenomenal the past 2 games, and she's basically just killing it. She really is. 26 points in this game. We were 57% from 3-point range, 38.9% from the floor. Not the greatest, but we did make 79% of our free throws, which helped a lot. We out rebounded them 47-29, which is always big. If you notice, if you ever watch a women's game, if you notice, we get a ton of offensive rebounds, which gives us obviously second chance shots, gives us time to reset the game clock and the play clock, I guess you should say, and the shot clock. And they're just playing really well right now. The next game is on the 13th, so it's Sunday, tomorrow, at 2 p.m. versus Texas A&M. Not sure. I don't think that game's on TV. It might be on SEC Network Plus. Then we go to Mississippi State on the 17th at 6 p.m. So, women's basketball, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games left in the season. Two of them are top 25 matchups. We have Florida coming up, and Tennessee is our final game of the season. They are a number 13 team in the country. So go out and support those ladies. Heck of a game. They are 20-4 on the season. They are third in the SEC. Interesting stat. Coach Mulkey has been coaching for 22 years and has never finished with less than 20 wins officially now, because she hit 20 this season. So that's an amazing statistic. She's obviously an all-time great coach. LSU will make the tournament in women's basketball, and I expect them to go pretty deep. If not, all the way to the championship game, which, would be amazing in her first season. We talked about when she came in that within, say, 3 or 4 years, you should, have a national championship. But with the way we've talked about it before, with the way transfer portal is now, and the players that Mulkey can bring in, It shortens that window. Did I think it would be a year turnaround? No, I don't think it would be a year turnaround. And it still might not be. We don't have the banner yet, but 20-4 record, third in SEC, that's pretty darn good for your first season coming off of what we came off of last year. So, if you get a chance, go see the ladies. Baseball, LSU baseball, we're starting up next Friday, the 18th versus Maine at Alex Box Stadium. Games at 6:30, SEC Network Plus. They have a weekend series. 1:30 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. All games will be on the SEC Network Plus. It's shaping up to be a really possibly exciting baseball season. I know I'm very much looking forward to it. It's my, other than football, baseball is my jam. It's my, second favorite time of the year. Three Tigers were named first team preseason All-SEC. Jacob Berry, Dylan Cruz, and Trey Morgan. Look, top to bottom, this lineup is going to be strong. They are going to be able to hit. I think the main thing that will be the deciding factors are pitching. You look at, we have a lot of pitchers coming back. Blake Money has lost like a ton of weight and is looking really good and pretty slender. I definitely think that we will have ourselves a good season. We also had three players make the D1 baseball preseason All-American team. Actually, same three players: Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, and Jacob Berry. And if you look at Morgan and Dylan Cruz, we're only talking about sophomores, so they're going to be around for this year and next year. And kind of like the Mulkey turnaround with the amount of players that Jay Johnson's brought in, it's going to be a spe I really think it's going to be a special season. Very much looking forward to it. Just need our pitching to ha hold on, and we should be looking pretty good. So, baseball starts, kicks off into full gear next weekend, next Friday. And then, it's on from there. SEC play doesn't start until March 18th, so about a month. So you have about a month to go in, tinker with your lineup, tinker with your positions, and see where you want to put people. It will be interesting to see where he plays all these players. I mean, there is a lot of talent on this team, and it's just how you fit all of it in is beyond me. I don't, I mean, it's a good problem to have. I don't necessarily envy a coach to have to make decisions about who plays where, because gosh, there's so much talent on this team. And the transfer portal helps out a lot with that. NIL helps out a lot with that. So it'll be a it'll be a good season. I'm looking forward to covering it with you guys and riding the hopefully riding it to Omaha. LSU gymnastics, everybody's favorite topic to talk about. LSU this past Friday dropped to Florida, 198 to 197. I guess I need to go back before that. They won the previous meet versus Auburn, 197.975 to 197.750. Very close meet. Auburn was number 6 team. We were number 8. We had 2 10s that night. We had Haley Bryant got a 10 on the vault, which was just amazing. The vault she does is just unbelievable. And Kaya Johnson got a 10 on the floor. She was the anchor on the floor that night and really sealed the win for LSU. Versus Auburn. Going into the last rotation, we were tied with Auburn and ended up coming out with the victory. It was a really good meet to watch. LSU did drop, like I said, to Florida last night, 197 to 198. It was also a very close meet. We were tied again going into the last rotation. We finished on beam, which is a very hard apparatus to finish on, very hard rotation to finish on. Usually like to finish on floor, which if you're the home team, you usually do finish on floor. Beam is just really hard to finish on. Just due to the fact that it's probably the most difficult thing to do. So we did lose that one, 197 to 198. Now I will say, if you go back and watch the meet, the scoring was very wonky in this meet. I don't know what the judges were looking at half the time. It definitely favored Florida. That's the thing with gymnastics, is it's so subjective. It really is. One week to the next, you really don't know. I mean, you can do the same exact same thing one week and then do the exact same thing the next week and end up with two different scores. But that's gymnastics, I guess. You know, there's not much you can do. The next meet is this Friday versus Bama, 7:45 in the PMAC. I will actually be there with my daughters, so that will be fun. I will post some pictures on our Twitter page at the event, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to seeing the girls kill it. Bama is a pretty good team. Currently, we were number 5 going into the Florida meet, so we'll see what we're going to be ranked coming out of it. Might drop a couple spots since we lost, but like I said, it was a pretty close meet. So I'm looking forward to the Bama one. You know, anytime you go against Bama, you want to win. It's just if you're an LSU person, that's what you're looking for. So I look forward to that, and I'll get you some pictures and put them on the Twitter feed on Tiger underscore podcast. Other than that, there's not a lot of football going on. You know, I will say about football, it was interesting. Last week, after National Signing Day, a lot of reporters were complaining that Brian Kelly didn't give a press conference or hadn't given a press conference in a while. And, you know, it's kind of, I don't know what the word is. It's just weird. You know, I know they're dying for that because they need to have something to write and need to have, you know, they have a job to do. But look, if this dude's focused on football and getting players in, leave the man alone. You know what I'm saying? Just let him do his thing. So Super Bowl is tomorrow night. Joey B, Ja'Marr Chase, Odell Beckham, Whitworth, all going for the championship. I'm rolling with Joey B and Ja'Marr Chase. Hope I'm going to bring home the title to Cincinnati. Being a Saints fan, you definitely can't cheer for the Rams. And, you know, when you got Joe Burrow quarterback in the Bengals, I mean, that's who you got to roll with. It just is. So, I am putting my money where my mouth is. Took the Bengals plus 4. Also took the Bengals on the money line. And bet, I think it was like 30 for Joey B to win the MVP. So, I'm all in on the Bengals, baby. I am all in on the Bengals. If they lose, I'm screwed because I'm going to lose a lot of money because I am all in on them. So, but anyway, quick show tonight. Not a whole lot to talk about that are going on right now. But, you know, next week or the next couple of weeks, we'll have some good shows with baseball season coming up. And with more basketball. So with the season coming to a close, you know, and getting into SEC tournament, March Madness. So that is all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dump Patrol United Network. Well, let's only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Dump Patrol Podcast, the Pelican Plunge when they record it, and I think he's going to be recording one soon, the Premier League Podcast, and the Tiger's Den. Follow us on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, at Don't Patrol UK, at Tiger underscore podcast. Follow us on Facebook to watch live streams. And if you want to participate in game day chat, DM us on Twitter to get an invitation to the Don't Patrol Discord server. I'm sure we'll be talking tomorrow night during the Super Bowl. And if you want to listen to us the old fashioned way, go to don'tpatrolpodcast.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you on the other side. Good night, Tiger Nation.
Hey, fighting tigers, fight all the way. Hey, fighting tigers, win the game today. You've got to know how you're doing fine. Hang on to the ball and you hit the wall and smack right through that line. You gotta go for the touchdown, run up the score. tiger, stand right up and